What's happening? What's good?
I'm getting cream cheese because I'm hungry. But like, what's new? What's literally new?
Yo, it's you know, it is officially, no, it's not officially fall, but it's
technically, Starbucks already have the, I went yesterday to Starbucks after work, literally to like wake me up to drive home, and they already had the pumpkin spice everything.
This is what I call the false fall.
What do you mean?
You know what, you want to know why? Because this first week, right, of September, it's probably going to start getting cold.
And we're gonna it's already cold. It's like, for those that live in the north, it's like 50 to 60 degrees every fucking day. I'm like,
Wait for it, though, right? Randomly, we're going to have a heat wave for like a whole week. It's going to go back to feeling like July. We're going to have like 100 degree weather.
And we're going to be like, hey, summer hasn't left.
And we're going to be like,
winter starts until March of next year.
Basically. So that's already it. But that's kind of, that's funny. I started to see pumpkin beer everywhere.
Oh, I hate that. Well, I've never tried it, but that does not sound.
You know what? Pumpkin beer's all right. It's not like, it's not my go-to beer, but it's all right.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
I was like, this boy lying to himself. You know he don't like that shit. But he said pumpkin spice. Yo, question. What is y'all obsession with pumpkin spice?
What do you mean, y'all? I've never tried pumpkin anything until I moved here.
Bro, women, like, there's something, maybe it's just women up here, but, like, pumpkin spice is, like, this shit makes shorties giddy. And the only reason I say that is because I work with a lot of women, and everybody at the front end, they'll have, like, their little fucking iced coffees, and it's all pumpkin spice coffees. And everybody be like, oh, yeah, it's pumpkin spice.
Is that exactly how they say it, too?
Yeah, no, exactly in that tone, too. Really high pitch, and it's like, ooh. And I just be there in the cut, like, y'all weird, and I just walk away, like, yo, what's wrong with y'all?
You're weird. Me being tight over nothing.
Nah.
You're weird, okay?
Yo, it's also school time, so all my people out there going back to school.
I'm sorry you guys have to go back to school. It's
I'm sorry that you actually have, they're actually making some people go to campus.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're having them do like a COVID test every 2 weeks or every week.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where have I been? I just found out I have classes there next week.
One of my boys goes to school in Worcester. He's like a tech school, and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, bro, we have weekly motherfucking tests. We have to test ourselves, blah, blah, blah. But it's like a self-administrative test. So it's like not really done by like healthcare workers. So right there, that already sounds sketchy. You know how many kids don't like to wash their hands? Imagine the ones that don't want to do a test.
They don't like to do class tests. Imagine like health tests. Like, bro. I don't like PE. When I was in high school, imagine this.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I know, like, that's a weird comparison, but I'm like, when you don't like something, like, you will do.
You're not gonna do it.
I used to be, like, 12, and, like, I didn't have my period yet, but suddenly in PE, I had it every freaking day.
No way. That's bugged out. At least, damn, that's bugged out. I feel you on that, though. I feel bad for the party kids, too. The kids that are just there to party, it's like, bro, you're not going to do no partying.
I feel bad for the party kids. I know. Those are the people that put everyone else on risk.
I just feel bad for them niggas, bro. Like they're just there trying to have a good time. Think about it.
It's not the year to have a good time. As far as I know, didn't someone just die recently?
What are you talking about? Like a
Black
kid?
Black Panther.
Oh,
we lost
damn.
Kobe in January. We lost him in August. There's literally been something every month nonstop.
Now, you're absolutely right, though. RIP Chadwick Boseman. Very inspirational brother. Not just because of the movie Black Panther, but also just him as a person, like, you know, what he stood for, his thoughts and his beliefs. He really, you know, really enlightening. Bullshit. But I see what you're saying, though. I see what you're saying. Yeah. It's bugged out, though. I'm glad that all of my classes are virtual classes, because I don't really want to deal with, like, motherfucking...
Mine, too. But, like, I have to do an internship. I don't know how we're doing that. That's going to be fun.
An internship?
Yeah. So one of my classes for grad school is like, one of them is a regular class, like online. And then another one was supposed to be an internship. I have like part one and part two. So it's a year-long internship. Mm. So that's going to be fun.
Who are you going to intern with? Let's go.
No idea.
Well, I have no idea yet. Damn. Is you hyped?
No.
Like, you don't have any companies that you like, that you've been looking at? Like,
no, you're really kidding.
Oh, you have to intern. You have to intern for a person?
School.
Oh, you have to intern at school? Oh, okay. That's not bad, but also, like...
They're not doing very well right now, so I'm, like,
yeah,
not looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, how's that going to work over there? Yo, they've been in the news lately. Already, they already have staff members that are getting sick.
Oh, my God. We haven't even started.
Bro, that shit had me dead. When I saw that article, I'm like, yo, how do y'all really just, the faculty's getting sick. Imagine schools where, like, you have faculty and students mixed in together. No. Like, that's not going to work, bro. Enough about the politics. Bah, bah, bah. You want to introduce the topic?
Mm-mm. You do it.
Woo! So he said that. All right. Bah, 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 bah.
Who are we?
Yo, it's your boy Josh.
This is your girl Carla.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is?
What the fuck? Latin X.
The podcast where we talk about what the fuck are our Latin traditions, foods,
history.
We talk about pirates.
I literally said history and Siri hurts her name, so.
Because Siri, but yeah. We talk about superstitions, and then we also talk about my favorite topic is chancletas.
I think you have very deep trauma in relation to chancletas.
Yes, I do, subconsciously, but that's besides the fact. But so today's topic, we're going to be talking about Pirates of the Caribbean.
Woo, woo, woo! I've been wanting to do this topic for a bit. There's a lot of... we have a lot of serious topics that we want to cover.
We have so many topics on queue, it's not even
funny. But every time I'm like, let's do this week, let's talk about everything that's bumming out everyone, I turn on the news and I'm like, maybe not this week.
Nah, it's funny, yeah, because I think we ran down our list one time and we noticed that a lot of the topics are a little bit more serious.
Feminism, racism.
Yeah, and then that's kind of where we made that switch. We're like, you know what, let's do something that's a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I can't handle it. It's overwhelming for me. I don't know about other people, but it's just hard to, like, see so many problems in a society and just be like, I feel powerless. Like, I can't really do something about it. That's a fact. It drives me insane.
Yeah, and that already adds on to, like, the emotional. Like, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to keep thinking about other aspects and other things that are negative.
No. I'm tired of the negatives. Everything's always negative with everyone.
That's true. Everything's a... It's all mindset, too, though. That's the bad part.
Yeah. If we worked as a community to help each other instead of stabbing each other down, oh, my God. Or, quote-unquote, shooting each other down, the world would be such a different place.
It would be, though. It would be. And it's whack because we do have the power to help build each other up. But we don't think like that. Nobody really thinks about facilitating, like, events or even, like, little, I would say even meetings to just build each other up as a community.
Education is huge to be someone in this society.
It is, though. And it's bugged out how you have – there's so many free resources to educating yourself that people aren't really
aware. We as a society are so behind on, like, everything because I've learned more on YouTube than I do in school sometimes.
Bro, I've learned
– certain topics, math. Math is one of those things that you have to have the right person explain it to you in a way that you understand.
Yes, that is a fact. That is a fact. And not everybody's going to explain it correctly. Because everybody that teaches that subject has their own way of teaching it, and they're fixated on strictly
in the way they see it. So they'll explain it the way they understood it.
Exactly. But just because you understand something one way doesn't mean that somebody else is going to understand it that same way.
Yeah. We aren't considerate enough of, like, people's different styles of learning. Like, I'm an auditive learner.
I am 100% visual.
So when it comes to classes like history and English and stuff like that, I always did better because I would listen to the stories, and then, like, the test or the quizzes or whatever, I would be like, I remember everything the professor or teacher said. And then when you have classes like math where I have to visually practice it, like, nothing would stick in. Like, nothing. Like, I had the hardest time. Visually, like, it just, like, you could do the equation in front of me and then 2.5 seconds ask me to redo it because I just saw it and I will not remember.
High key, I was the same way. I'd never remember the order of operations on certain things. Say, all right, this goes first. I would remember it, but in the wrong order, bro. Oh, man. All right, so, yo, hold on, you want to get into the topic or you want to rant a little bit more?
I'm down for the topic.
All right. So we're going to be talking about pirates, or the history of pirates in the Caribbean, not the movie. So if y'all heard Pirates of the Caribbean and y'all thought, like, Jack Sparrow and...
That's not what we're talking about. Okay, so I take it back. Let me rant for, like, a minute. I wanted to talk about the reason why I wanted to do this topic. So growing up, one of my favorite topics was... I grew up in Puerto Rico, and in Puerto Rico, I know we have El Puerto de San Juan, which is, like, this Spaniard construction that was made on the border of the north. And the reason why it was made was because we would have pirate attacks in the north. So it's this really intricate system of, like, you can see it, you can see the whole ocean when you're on it. But then underground, it has, like, a jail prison. Like, it has, like,
break that down,
like, little rooms where they would put pirates in.
No way. So as soon as the pirates would touch down there, they grab them, toss them in there?
And the whole reason why it was made was because pirates would go through the... They would come through the north to steal... whatever it is they want to steal.
It is, bro, just food, resources.
Yeah. So they made it so not only would they protect that area, but also, like, when they would capture them, like, they would stay on the coast and they would not actually go inside the island to, like, their citizens and stuff like that. Exactly. So I always grew up and it's, like, it's a huge monument and people take pictures in it, but people don't know what it was or why it was made, or, like, people don't care. It's like, oh, it looks cool, but no, like,
like, no, there's,
the,
like,
the whole reason why this is here is for defense and mostly of a lot of attacks with pirates.
That's bugged out. Shit. Like, damn, I didn't think Puerto Rico had, like, a problem with pirates like that.
Yeah. That's literally, like...
But I'm pretty sure literally every single fucking island in the Caribbean has issues with pirates, or has had issues with pirates.
There are hotspots during, like, the 1700s for, like, commerce. Think about it. Cristobal Columbus and the Spaniards came to the islands, and then they were, like, they found stuff that they couldn't find, spices that they couldn't find in India. They started producing rice. They started producing coffee. They started producing sugar. That's and then it. They were sending those cargoes back to Europe. So on the way, those cargoes would not make it.
No, exactly, and that's all full of valuable resources. Mm-hmm. So if you know that the Spaniards are known for taking a certain route, and you know you can intercept that and take it, why not?
And it was worth a lot, so.
Exactly, and it's already packets for you, nice and neat, boom, ready to go.
And in the beginning, Spain didn't have that much competition because they were the only ones, like, taking over land.
Oh, so they were but probably...
Every other European country... would make deals with pirates, and they'd be like, I'll give you money if you bring me the resources. About
that. Yes, the pirates are probably, like, hired hitmen for other countries.
Mm-hmm.
That could
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
So that's the reason why I wanted to talk to this topic.
So the Pirates weren't, now that I think about it, the Pirates weren't really, they probably weren't always working off of their own, like, off of their own intent. There's probably somebody fueling that fire behind them, like, yo, so I'm going to give you this bag of gold, but I need you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you gotta fuck with the Europeans for me.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Like, I know, what is it, Great Britain?
Mm-hmm.
And Spain were at war, which is why they later on ended up here in the U.S. So, accidentally, they captured someone. I should have researched this part. Accidentally, they captured someone, and then Spain was like, oh, you should give us, like, our criminal back. And they were like, well, you could give me back to Spain, or I could do your dirty work for you. And here we are. Because why would you want to obey Spain when you could just have the resources yourself?
Exactly.
Politics. People play dirty however they have to.
You have to, though. That's how it is. And when you start hurting somebody's, like, food supply.
Money.
In their resources and their money like that, that's how you really get them. Because you start breaking them down. You start breaking down their infrastructure slowly.
And people start thinking, they're like, well, they have more money than me, but what can I do? I don't have anything to lose. I'll work with pirates.
Exactly, bro. That makes so much sense. I wonder if there was ever, like, a shortage of, like, resources because they were stolen. And then the country that stole them, I wonder if they try to sell them back. Like, discreetly. Does that make sense?
No.
Nah, that you don't think they would ever do that?
No, it doesn't make sense.
What you mean doesn't make sense? It's like let's say I steal your phone from you. Now you need a phone. I'm gonna sell you the phone that I just
stole. Oh yeah, 100%.
It's like I just stole your food.
It would either be that or Spain was selling the product overpriced. And they're like, we don't wanna pay you. This ridiculous amount for sugar.
But you have no sugar right now. And
so
next
I stole it.
So I stole it. That makes sense. I like that. You gotta get it how you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But now that I put that out of the way, your turn to shine.
Wow. So you said my turn to shine. Bruh. I'm not gonna lie to you. Growing up, the only thing I knew about pirates was literally like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I took it in history class, funny enough.
Yo, here in America, you don't really get any history about pirates. Any, like, the history of the Caribbean the Caribbean is real minute over here.
Which I think is funny because I think the reason why I learned so much of it is because it had a lot to do with, like, European politics. And that's why they would teach us. It's like, well, this thing's happening in Spain, and then just European politics.
Oh, no, bro. Everything, like, as far as I can remember, my history classes are strictly America, 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 America the Great, America the country. And then in world history, we learned about the, you know, Central America and Latin America and shit like that. But
not to that depth. Yeah, I know.
Not in depth. It's all surface level information. So it's bugged out. But now, so when I started researching this topic, the first thing I found was, like, modern-day pirates in Venezuela. And that shit, like, blew my mind. Because, like, the first fucking sentence is, like, the lawless Venezuelan coast.
Okay. I was not expecting that for some reason. There's still pirates out there.
Bro, it's bugged out. It's bugged out. It's literally, like, it is a whole thing out there. And these motherfuckers are not joking around, bro. The person that wrote this article is a young boy by the name of Anthony. I cannot... Yo, can you help me pronounce his last name?
Nope. You...
Anthony Fiola. Fiola.
Wait.
Wow. All right, no. So it's bugged out. Hello, you still there?
Yeah.
All right, so it's bugged out. Like, so everybody knows Pyrus. Like, you know who Blackbeard is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, like, everybody's, like, initial, like, idea of pirates out here.
Yeah. He left a legacy, for sure.
Blackbeard the Pirates, blah, blah, blah. Right? And why is my computer doing this to me right now?
You're taking too long. So, anyways, my pirate...
So the pirates, so this journalist started researching pirates along the Venezuelan coast. Mm-hmm. And they started to realize that there was more pirates because of the political and like economic crises that were kind of exploding in Venezuela
and
in Nicaragua and Haiti. So all that starts to kind of spark anarchy like throughout the people in the community that lives there. So like as a new rule of law, like certain areas started to become more dangerous over the years because people needed resources and they were like searching for little hubs that they can kind of raid.
Yeah, at some point, I remember my friend from Venezuela, she said that people were going inside other people's houses to steal food. Like not TVs, not jewelry, not money, food.
It really is food. And in at least along the Venezuelan coast, it became one of those places where it was kind of known as like a criminal chaos, where it was a free-for-all. Well, not even was, because this article was written like 2 years ago.
Okay.
So it is a criminal motherfucking, like, it is a free-for-all. If you are on the Venezuelan coast with any sort of resources, any sort of like food, whatever you have, it's a free-for-all. You're going to get attacked by pirates. And it's not like the pirates that we think. It's like the way the article describes it is that you have people literally just dressed up in ski masks, wielding machetes and guns, and that's how they run up on you. They catch you at gunpoint, and they're ready to take everything you have. And they're attacking everything, like just regular small vessels. They're taking yachts down. So like, tú sabes, like la gente fina.
Are they attacking like tourists and stuff like that, or like just like nearby?
No, they're attacking nearby people. They're attacking tourists. Anything and everything is a go on that coast.
Great.
But it doesn't matter if you're like part of this huge like Caribbean crusader, like in Crusail. If the pirates run up on you, they taking your shit. And it's crazy because like the article explains it and they really have no code of morality. Like there's no morals. Everything is
in my personal opinion, I feel like they're in too deep, like in despair. Because like you have to be very desperate to like get to this level to like go back. Like people like that must have felt like they had nothing to lose. And now it's kind of like all over the place.
Like, yeah, there is. And damn. All right. So this part of the article is a little gruesome. I don't know. Do you want me to read it?
Nope.
Hold up. I just looked slow.
All right. So, yeah. So, I actually wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about the history of the pirates. I don't know about you, Carla, but I did not know anything about pirates. Wow. So, that's like a lot of like the modern day pirates. And what's kind of happening on, you know, happening, it's still happening, but what's happening on in that area. I actually wanted to give you guys a little bit of background info that I found about the pirates in the 17th century. And a lot of them were actually known as buccaneers. They were all inhabiting the island of Hispaniola.
Dominican Republic.
Right. And there was also a little tiny shaped, there's another island that neighbored it. And it was tiny and looked like a turtle. So these clever ass motherfuckers call it tortuga.
Mm-hmm.
And on the island, they kind of lived like just like almost like how the Native Americans lived here. You know, they were hunters. They were looking. They were shooting. You know, fucking wild pigs.
And so, how far back are you going? You're going,
I'm going into the 17th century.
That means nothing to me. I'm just kidding. The 1700 would be after the 1400, so it's already colonized. The Spanish are already in the
Greek. It's already been colonized.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry, I was locating myself in history. I was like, skirt. Okay, this is where I stopped. Gotcha.
All right, so this is some of the history that Carla kind of put me onto, but I read it in the article also. So later in times, the governors of like certain Caribbean islands, like Jamaica, started to pay the buccaneers to attack the Spanish and the treasure ships. So they were kind of like they were hired guns in a way. So that's kind of where the origin of the pirates kind of starts.
Oh yeah, and, politics always. I swear.
And they were raiding treasure chests. They were pulling up on seaports. There were a lot of like what they call like large scale raids that were led by this Welsh captain, Sir Henry Morgan, Captain Morgan. apparently after a while they ended up like knighting him for his services, so they kind of gave him like that you know, that royalty.
So he was like a well treated pirate. Kind of, right?
You know what? No. Because, well, he was a captain. He was already... So this is the thing. He led, like, attacks or whatever, but it was really all off of the pirates' backs and strength.
That's not clicking in my brain. He led pirates?
Basically, because the pirates were hired.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So all right, let me get back to it though. So the pirates were they were just known for attacking a lot of valuable cargo ships and anything that belonged to an enemy country.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point they started to get like even more like rebellious, and they were just taking anybody's stuff. So it didn't matter if they were getting paid to or not, they were just doing it. It's just like, yo, we're taking your treasure.
Dang, that's crazy. And there was no one to control them because obviously it's the sea.
It's to say, exactly. And then later on in times, as the Spanish settlers start to settle into new towns in the Caribbean and in the American mainland, those places also got attacked by pirates. And it kind of states that like the pirates, the Caribbean kind of remained like a central hub for them, because it had lucrative trade and people were trading gold and silver. They were also trading tobacco, sugars. So there was a steady supply and influx of shit. So it's like, you knew it. It's like, yo, espérate. We got sugar over here. We got tobacco. They're coming back for that. So whenever they'd pull up, boom, pirates would attack.
That's kind of funny. It kind of reminds me of, like, you know how cops park in certain areas to give people tickets? Like, they just hide in the corner?
It's kind of funny. Yeah. No, it's kind of funny, though, because the next portion of the article was my favorite. It's like, yo, what made the Caribbean such a pirate-friendly place?
Mm-hmm.
And pirates, just like any smuggler or any criminal, needed convenient hideaways. And the Caribbean and all of its islands had a bunch of different bays and kind of provided that perfect terrain where it's like you have different seaports everywhere along these islands. That makes a lot of sense,
actually. They'd be going back and forth and hiding.
Exactly. So you're doing your dirt, you're pulling up, you're hiding, boom. And it's bugged out because a lot of the local population had also been killed off, like, by European diseases.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about, like, the yellow fever and a lot of other things that kind of, like kind of...
Affected
and kind of, like, you know, it kind of put the Caribbean at a disadvantage because, you know, there were down people. There wasn't as many, you know, naval crews. So it made a lot of things difficult. It made living there difficult. So that's also why pirates were kind of doing what they had to do. It's like, you know,
yeah,
we don't have the same economy that we once did.
That's true.
That's
kind of crazy. I like that you did the history.
I did the history. There's a little bit more, but I'm gonna let you talk about your story because your story is fuego. For anybody that is curious about pirates, rmj.co.uk is where I found the article. And it's called Who Were the Real Pirates of the Caribbean? It's a brief read, super small, but it had, like, a lot of good information.
That's pretty good. So my article, I don't remember if I already gave the references. I probably did. I don't remember. The first one's from thoughtco.com. And it's the, what's it called? Real Life Pirates of the Caribbean. So, like, the movie's cool, but what's the actual, like, the real background behind them? And there's a couple of, like,
Wait. Yo, fam. You're telling me Johnny Depp wasn't really a pirate?
Crazy, right? Wild concept.
Crazy. All right, but I'll let you finish, though.
But there's a lot of different pirates that have created, like, Blackbeard and stuff like that, that's actually based on real historic pirates. Like, Blackbeard existed, just not the way that they show it in the movies and stuff. And there was this one that stood out to me. I don't know why. His name was John Rackham. They called him Calico Jack. And he was an English pirate from the 1600s, like, 1600 to 7020. And he, at some point, was with his crew in a prison in Jamaica. He had a crazy ass life. So he was a Jamaica area pirate.
Ooh, okay, okay. That kind of makes sense because Jamaica was hiring pirates too.
Like, yeah.
Like I just, we kind of discussed.
You can see how they were coming in. So, and you know what this makes me wonder too is like, how did them, having them in the Caribbean impacted the culture of like protecting yourself from pirates or becoming a pirate? You feel me? Like culture long term, like how did that
affect? It probably shifted a lot of stuff because when you think about it, I'm pretty sure a lot of those islands that were colonized by the Spanish were riddled by disease and you know people started to die off. So why not join like a quote unquote rebellion?
You know, well, that's not even what I mean. I mean, like, what? How would it affect you knowing that you're the great grandkid of like a pirate?
Oh, damn! That's probably, you know what?
Like, would you respect them more or disrespect them more? Like culturally, like being a descendant, you feel me? I just think that's interesting.
I think shit like that's always cool. Like, especially if you're a kid growing up, it's like, yo, my great grandfather was a pirate. You probably say that shit with pride.
I don't know. But then it's like, my grandfather was a killer. There's two sides to every coin. I'm always the Debbie Downer, just like, or it could be horrible.
So Carla's the more rational thinker. I'm the more like, yo, but low-key though, I can see somebody thinking that's fire.
I think so too, but I also think it's like, that's why I think culturally, I think that's interesting. So Jack Rackham was known for his personal flair by the way that he dressed. He always wore bright clothes, and that's what gave him the name of Calico Jack. And the fact that he had not one but two female pirates serving on the board ship. The first one named Anne Bonny, and the second one named Mary Read. He was captured, and then he was hanged in 1720, so that's when he died. Actually, right under, I have Anne Bonny, so man. Let me touch on her a little bit. So Anne was the lover of Captain Jack Rackham, and one of his best pirates. She could fight, cuss, and work a ship as well as any other male pirate under his command. When he was captured and sentenced to death, she allegedly said to him, "And if you have fought like a man, you need not have hanged like a dog." Bad bitch.
Damn.
Bad bitch. I don't know about you, but that's a bad bitch. Like, so damn.
If you had fought like a man,
you wouldn't have hanged like a dog. I've never heard something so sassy and petty at the same time.
That shit kind of raw. That should be a thug.
Yeah. Yeah. You have fought like a man, you're gonna be hanging like a dog. I'm going to start using that. I want that on a t-shirt. Write that down somewhere on the Trello. T-shirt of Anne Bonny. Anne Bonny.
I got you. Say no more.
Right? And then just to touch upon the other one, her name is Mary Read.
red. So she also served with Calico Jack, and like Bonnie, she was tough and deadly. Allegedly, she once challenged a veteran pirate to a personal duel and won. Just to save a handsome young man that she had her eye on. At her trial, she declared that she was pregnant. And although this spared her a trip to the news, she died in prison. She's like, hey, you're cute. And then, like, dueled to catch his eye. Bad bitch.
Yeah, she really fought for her man.
No, not to, yeah, she literally fought for her man. That's crazy. We should bring pirates back. Well, like, not real pirates, but, like, pirate history, like a pirate trend. Like, let's dress up as pirates for Halloween. No? Yes, me? Okay. How have we never heard of these people? Where have we been? What's been happening?
What do you mean, bro? You know where we've been at.
It just drives me crazy. That's like, these are such great, like, I don't want to say that they should be crazily admired for robbing people, but at the same time, like, this is a leader, for good or for evil, that had women in leadership positions. I'm like, gold star for you. In the 1600s, where women were being burned at the stake in Salem, Massachusetts, for being witches. And then you could either be burned at the stake for being a witch or live a better life as a pirate. Like, isn't that crazy? Yeah,
exactly. No, that's bugged out. I know exactly what you're saying, though. Like, yeah, we shouldn't praise the actions of a pirate. Like, it's violent, it's gruesome. But also, we should champion, like, women, strong women, kind of, like, showing and holding their ground in a time where women weren't really, like, you know, given that proper respect. But these women, like, fought for their respect, you know? They earned that shit.
Hell yeah. Bad bitches.
They proved themselves among the ranks.
So, it said that he was a pirate. I'm going back to... Calico Jack. He was a pirate who sailed into the Caribbean of the southeastern coast of U.S. during the so-called Golden Age of Piracy, which was 1650 to 1725. He was not one of the more successful pirates, and most of his victims were fishermen and lightly armed traders. So he wasn't like an aggressive or like highly popular pirate. Like, he wasn't going for the big steals. I don't know how to describe it. But nevertheless, he's remembered by history, but because of his two female pirates that served under his command. He was captured, tried, and hanged. And little is known about his life before becoming a pirate. What we do know is that he was English, so he was from England. So he was British. Well, he wasn't from England. He was from the UK, but you know. I don't know why they wrote the English.
British man, yeah. The British man turned fucking Pirate of the Caribbean.
Isn't that funny though?
There's mad irony in that, bro. It's like, yo, fam, your people pulled up and colonized this place, and now you pulling up to like to basically fight against your people. Mm. Well, not really fight against them, but. No.
Listen. So he earned his I feel like I already said that. Okay, so this goes in more in detail about his clothing. So his name was Calico Jack because of his taste in clothing, which was mostly Indian calico cloth. So Indian clothes, you know how they're very colorful. And he was an up and coming pirate during the years. He had been serving under renowned pirate Charles Vane in the early part of the 1718 and rose to the ranks. Also, he like worked his way up in the pirate ladder of the corporate ladder of pirates.
The corporate ladder of pirates. Nigga, if that's not the most absurd statement I've heard.
Thank you.
Holy. For the corporate ladder
of pirates.
Bugged out.
Yeah. So when Governor Woods Rogers arrived in July and offered royal pardons to pirates, Rackham refused and he joined his diehard pirates led by Vane. He shipped out with Vane and led the life of piracy ever since. So I'm guessing that he was one of those pirates that worked with the governor until they didn't meet eye to eye and they were like, fuck you, we do what we want. That's what I see happening in my head. That's not an accurate description of history.
Nah. I can see that though. I can definitely see that being the chain of events. Like, dude gets salty, blah blah blah, says something stupid.
They were like, "We're not doing this your way. We're doing it our way." So, yeah. In November of 1718, him and about 90 pirates were sailing with Vane when they first engaged a French warship, and this warship was heavily armed. So Vane decided to run for it in spite of the fact that most of the pirates led by Rackham were in favor of fighting. So the person that was their current leader fought to hide. And so Vane, as captain, had the final say in the battle. But the men removed him from command shortly after, and a vote was taken. They voted him out of being captain.
Ooh, they got that boy the fuck out of there.
I like that it was democratic. They were like, so 19 out of 20 say that you gotta go.
Oh, yeah, bro.
So they voted him out, and that's when they choose to have Rackham or as the new captain. And so Vane ended up leaving with 15 of his supporters. But remember, out of 90, the old captain kept 15, and then about 80-something were... stayed with Cat Ham. So in December, yo, that's a lot of people. In December, he captured the merchant ship of the Kingston, which was carrying valuable cargo, and Rackham and his men would have had a big payday. However, they sized the ship just off Port Royal. And the merchants impacted by the theft hired bounty hunters to pursue Rackham. So I guess that's how he got caught. They stole a really rich boat. And then there was bounty hunters looking for them because they stole a rich boat. So the bounty hunters found the pirates February 1719 in La Isla de los Pinos, which is now called La Isla de la Juventud, situated south of Cuba, Western's End. Oh, so it was in the Cuba area. Most of the pirates, including Rackham himself, were ashore when the bounty hunters discovered their ship. They took refuge in the woods as the bounty hunters left with the ship and the treasure. So the bounty hunters took the money back. I feel like being a pirate would have been so wild. So wild.
Bro, high key, because you have no idea what... Yo, you have so
many people. You wake up today, you don't know what you're doing tomorrow. Like, you have money today.
Exactly, bro. It's the concept of it's like an outlaw in the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Where all they're doing, they're just roaming, doing what they got to do to get by day by day. But pirates are like, it's on sea, so it's a lot more dangerous.
Yeah, that's absolutely. So it says in his 1722 classic, A General History of the Pirates, Captain Charles Johnson tells the exciting story of how Rackham stole the sloop. Rackham and his men were at a town in Cuba refitting the small sloop when Spanish warships charged with patrolling the Cuban coast. And they entered the harbor. So the Spanish warship saw the pirates but could not get at them at low tide. So they parked in the harbor instead on the entrance waiting for morning. That night, Rackham and his men rowed over the captured English sloop and overpowered the Spanish guards there. As dawn broke, the warship began blasting Rackham's old ship, now empty. And Rackham and his men silently sailed past their new
Christ. So they literally got their boat stolen, and then next morning, and then overnight, they steal someone else's boat. Isn't that crazy? Like, you just...
Bro, that's how unpredictable the life of a pirate was. It's like, yo, you get robbed, and then you end up robbing somebody else that might be cool with who robbed you.
Yeah.
Bro, it's like one day you homeless and you got no boat. The next day you got a boat and you chilling and you got.
And then the next day you lose it again, and then the next day you got it again. You never know if you're gonna have a place to sleep. That's so crazy. So it says Rackham and his men made their way back to Nassau, where they appeared before the governor Rogers, then asked to accept the royal pardon, claiming that Vane had forced them to become pirates. Rogers, who hated Vane, believed them and allowed them to accept the pardon to stay. Their time as honest men would not last long.
Yo, once a pirate, always a pirate. That's on gang, Carla.
Oh, Lord. So my favorite part, Rackham and Anne Bonny. So it was about this time that he met the Anne Bonny, the wife of John Bonny, a petty pirate who had switched sides and now made a meager living informing the governor on his former mates. Ooh, so snitch.
Oh, he a snitch. Tekashi 6ix9ine ass boy.
So Anne and Jack hit it off, and before long they were petitioning the government for an annulment of her marriage, which was not granted. So she was like, hey, yo, governor, so can you make sure this marriage doesn't exist? Thanks. The early version of a divorce. But the governor said no.
Deacon, nah, what you talking about? I gotta keep the snitch happy. Deacon, you his wife, bro.
So Anne became pregnant and went to Cuba to have her and Jack's child. So she did have a child. So their grandkid is in there, like somewhere in Cuba. A pirate's grandkid is Cuban. Just take that in. Sorry. She returned afterwards. Meanwhile, Anne met Mary Read, a cross-dressing Englishwoman who had also spent her time as a pirate. Bad bitch. I've been living my life wrong.
Because slay, honey, slay.
Yes, she was doing the whole Mulan thing before Mulan was doing it. See what I did there? Actually, beautiful. That's not probably beautiful. Accurate. Mulan was probably doing it before, but you know what I mean.
You. But yeah, hold on. Since we're on the topic of Mulan, hey, anybody that has Disney Plus, do not pay that $30. You're not paying $30 to watch the bootleg Mulan. Don't do that.
I heard it was bad. I regret not paying anything. I don't regret not paying anything.
Bro, it's not the same, bro.
I heard it sucked. So anyways.
All right, let's get back on topic.
So after they were trying to be good men, it says he soon got bored of life on shore and decided to return to piracy. In August of 1720, Rackham, Bonny, and Reed and a handful of other disgruntled ex-pirates stole a ship and slipped out of Nassau's harbor late at night. So think about this. They finally had the life they thought they wanted. They were ashore. They were happy. And they were like, you know what? We're toxic. Let's go back to the sea to fuck up some other people just because we can.
Yeah, once a hood rat, always a hood rat.
So in August, blah, blah, blah. So for about 3 months, the new crew attacked fishermen and poorly armed merchants, mostly in the waters of Jamaica. And then they swiftly earned a reputation for ruthless, particularly the two women who dressed, fought, and swore just as well as any their male companions. Dorothy Thomas, a fisherwoman whose boat was captured by the crew, testified at their trial that Bonny and Reed had demanded the crew to murder her so that she would not testify against them. Thomas further said that if it were not for their large breasts, she would not have known that they were women. The double D's were exposing them, I guess.
Damn, because I'm sure these were thugs.
Do you not hear what I just said? The only reason why they knew was because of the boobs.
No, I heard you. I'm saying, though, that their demeanor and the way they acted was so, like, it was rugged. It was so rugged.
And that the was, only reason that I was knew, the captain's that they girl. Knew that
it was a girl was because of the boobs.
That's real interesting.
Bro, it's bugged out.
So, Captain, he was, he had been hunting Rackham. Captain Jonathan Barnett was hunting Rackham and his crew as he cornered them in late October of 1720. And then after exchanging cannon fire, Rackham's ship was disabled, so it started sinking. And that's when they caught him. According to the legend, the men hid below the deck while Bonnie and Reed stayed above and fought. Rackham and his whole crew were captured and sent to Spanish Town, Jamaica for trial. Oh, shit. So the girls were fighting while the guys were hiding. The girls were fighting with the guys were hiding? No?
Hold up. You are on my end, you're breaking up. So I'm just kind of waiting for you to come back.
The girls were fighting and the guys were hiding.
Because the girls ain't scared of nothing, bro. I'm telling you, those girls is really about it. They the real deal, real official.
So Rackham and the men were swiftly tried and found guilty, and they were hanged. That's where Bonnie said that, I'm sorry to see you here, but if you have fought like a man, you would not need to be hanged like a dog. And so the girls were spared from the news, and they were both, because they were both pregnant. Reed died in prison shortly afterwards, but the eventual fate of Bonnie is unclear. Bonnie's partner, Rackham's body had been put in a gibbet and hung on a small island in the harbor, still known as Rackham's Cay. So his legacy is that he wasn't a great pirate, and his brief tenure as captain was marked more by daring and bravery than spiriting skills. So he wasn't the greatest pirate. He was just kind of all over the place.
The energy was there, though. The energy
was
there.
He had the balls to, like, he walked with confidence with what he did.
He honestly, he sounded like a petty crook, because all he was really doing was robbing, like, he was robbing fishermen and just other, like, weak people. He wasn't pulling up on full, you know, full-blown platoons of, like, Spanish soldiers and, like, taking all their gold and, you know, eh.
So it says, it is safe to say that if it were not for them, for Reed and Bonnie, Rackham would but not be a footnote in pirate lore. He did leave one other legacy, though, however, his flag. Pirates at the time made their own flag, usually black or red with white or red symbols on them. His flag was black with a white skull and two crossed swords. This banner has gained popularity worldwide as the pirate flag.
The Jolly Roger.
So when we see that typical, like, black flag with a skull on it, and the crossbones, that was his. He made
you're telling me is the worst pirate created the most fire flag.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
That shit got me hot.
He was a designer all in, through and through.
He was obviously in the wrong industry. This man should have been making flags for all the other platoons.
Picture him in Europe doing art. He would have probably been very successful, but he liked his way of time. This man would have
been revered.
So, no, I only have one question, though. Both girls were pregnant, so what happened with their descendants? Like, this is what I need to know. They're Cuban. We have some Jamaican kid and some Cuban kid around the world are, like, the descendants of pirates. Let me know if you guys know what, if you have pirates in your family, because I think that's fucking cool.
That's actually kind of hard, though. Like, imagine, my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was, like, a pirate.
Yo, honestly. But yeah, that's all I got for now. So thank you guys for listening to WTF Latinx. Follow us on Insta. Yes, we got a lot of updates over there for you guys. And we're working on the website.
By we, I mean Carla is fucking struggling hardcore. I'm like, and Josh told me, you're the designer.
Nah, but you know how to code. You're doing real good on the site. So, but yeah, we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. I'm cooking up a lot of cool designs. That's all I'm going to say. No, I won't give any details. You'll see it when you see it.
Gotcha. And then that's all we got. Thank you for listening and sending you guys good vibes.
Good vibes. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Definitely stay tuned for another episode of That Fire.
Bye.